If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Complete whole truth, nothing but the truth. It's been a hell of a day. And honestly, had a lot to do. Met with managing partners at ePayer. That's our online real estate site, closing site. I can't give too much away, you know? No, I don't know, that was dumb, sorry. But I feel like I've only brought it up in small little snippets, but I can say I'm getting excited about it for the first time. I mean, I've been excited about it in the past, but I'm just saying, after our meeting today, I can actually envision it being something. We're starting to get the structures down. We're starting to get a better understanding of what the title companies need, the agents need, the brokers need. So that's pretty big for us. It's very exciting. It's exciting to kind of be a team. We discussed something very important today. What we discussed is we wanted to know exactly where we stood on things. And we wanted to know what we wanted to get out of the deal. So when we discussed what we wanted, we essentially were on the same page by both saying, we would like to sell this company someday to someone. And we don't want to do it for the long haul. We'd like to sell it in 5 years or less. And the other thing we really talked about was the ideas that were on the wall. Those were just ideas. They're worth zero value. So Greg and I are 100% owners of something that's worth $0. So we started to discuss what we're willing to give up to get it off the ground. And we essentially just decided we would give up as much as 80% of the company just to get her going. Because realistically, this is our side project and we just want to see it come to fruition and be a real company that's worth something to the world. So in that case, we kind of changed our whole plan because originally we thought that we were going to run really lean and not give up much of the company and just create a demo site and keep things moving slowly. But being on the same page about giving up equity, it's kind of exciting because now our new plan is hurry up and test everything, get the consumer in front of our MVP, our minimal viable product, and get feedback from them and really narrow down exactly what they want. And once we have that narrowed down, it's sweet. We're just gonna go look for developers that will take 20% cuts of the company. And hopefully that means we can get this thing up and going in the next 6 months, which would be freaking sweet. So make sure you just figure out when you talk to your partner, figure out what you guys both want. Okay? Because if you look at ePayer and compare it to GoMahi, Michael and I, we are not willing to give up a very large portion of the company because this is our company that we want to be a part of for the long haul. And maybe that's smart, maybe it's dumb. But based on what we want out of GoMahi, we want to have full control. We want to make all the decisions. And that's important to us. So, something to learn and think about. So I'm actually in the process right now of updating plugins for our WordPress demo site, GoMahi. So in between this little pocket of free time that I have, I am going through the questions that we're gonna bring up on the Pocket Thoughts podcast for educating entrepreneurs. And first question we're going to go over is, when looking at our team of four, and these are my best friends, Brady, Brandon, Joy, they're all my wedding party. What is one characteristic that concerns us about going into business with each other? And that's going to be interesting because I'm very curious to see how straightforward they are, because I'd like them to rip me. I'm hoping that they actually bring up a flaw in my business arsenal, I guess, that I'm unaware of. So I'm excited for that, and I'm excited to see if there's any patterns within that. I know for me, I'm bringing up that Brady, I'm a little worried about his bandwidth, because he'll get really busy and he'll disappear for moments at a time. Brandon, I'm really worried about focusing on what his value add is for our company. I really want to make sure not only is he providing the most value possible for him and for our clients, but I'm hoping that he actually also is providing the most value for himself. So I'm worried about that. And the third member, Joey T, I'm worried about how risk averse he is. He hates taking risks. And in a startup, that freaks me out, because I personally believe when you're starting a company, you need to take a crap ton of risks. And you got to put a lot on the line and just let it happen. So that question's great. Second question that we're going over is just, Brandon's really good at bringing up this stuff that has to do with being self-aware. So he was curious if we think people that say, in quotes, "that's just not the way I work / think," is an excuse, or it's actually a valid reason not to try something a certain way. So I actually think the context matters. And I think if it's the response to a mistake or something that they didn't do, which they already agreed to do, I think that's just an excuse. Because you're just making an excuse for not completing a task in that sense. But essentially, I also believe that if you're responding in that way as soon as you're assigned a task, then you're just being self-aware. And that's solid self-awareness, that you're willing to say in front of other people, "that's not the way I think, and I don't think I should take on this project." So that's cool. The third question we're gonna go over, and Brady brought this one up, what's the biggest hurdle you face on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? He says we can answer any of these. And biggest hurdle, wow, that's tough. And I'm actually looking at this last couple on the fly. I would have to say my biggest hurdle is realistically finding balance. And I think the balance isn't about work-life balance. It's finding the balance between who I am and how I want to build a company, and the balance between all these other experts and how they've already done it. So I think entrepreneurs, and I'm definitely one of them, I think we get sucked into this entrepreneurial deficiency where we believe to be successful, we need to put in 100 hours every week. And I'm definitely one of those people. And I think my biggest hurdle is pulling myself out of that frame of thought and focusing on just doing things task-based and just making sure I just accomplish each thing every day and then go home. I haven't been able to do that. I still don't know how to do that. So it'll be kind of interesting to dive into, I guess, because I'm sure I'm going to say a lot more about that, and I'll post it on the audio experience, as you know, like normal. And the fourth question by Joey T is, what's the best purchase you've made in the last month or two that has benefited your life most? So that's actually a Tim Ferriss question, but it's just too good not to look into. And my best purchase, I'd say, in the last month or two would have to be vacation.
And it's so refreshing. It's so relaxing. It allows me to recoup. And I honestly believe during that week and a half on vacation, it's my best self. I take time in the morning to work out. I actually let my mind roam and think and be innovative. I'm spiritually better. It's like a rebalance of my life and a refocus. So that's definitely my best purchase.
What's up, guys? It's 1 o'clock-ish at night here. And sometimes you have to do the dirty work when you own real estate. And some of the dirty work I'm doing right now, just because I think it's absurd how expensive it is to have floors cleaned, is I just cleaned the floors. So that's why I'm out. I just pinched my finger in this sign. Just cleaned the floors. So did all the brick in our building. And honestly, you know, a lot of people would think that they'd have to go get a big machine. I just got a super cheap, like, scrubbing vacuum from Menards. It was like $150. And yeah, it takes a while, but it's a lot better than buying a huge machine. And it does a pretty good job. Pretty decent, as long as you keep up with it. I probably do it like once every 2 weeks right now in the winter. But it's just kind of proof that, I mean, running a tech company right now, and I'm spending my whole day working on it, but your side hobbies can't get in the way of your work that you have to put into your main job. So what I mean by that is I could have worked on it during the day, but my tech company is number one, and I need to put in that work. I need to put in those hours for it to work. So during the time that I would usually go home and chillax a little bit at 12 o'clock, I come here and wash the floors. So if you have the passion for whatever it is you're doing, what you love, these are some of the sacrifices you have to make. And sometimes it's overwhelming and it wears you out, but at other times it feels super rewarding and you feel super good getting in your car when everyone else is asleep and you feel super good about what you accomplished during the day. So it's just something to think about. It's life. And whatever you're doing in your life, if you're happy, just keep doing it, because that's ultimately the only thing that we strive for every day.